Extra Read All About It. Fruit Loops got some news for you, and we are going to shout it. Welcome to Extra, Extra Fruit Loops News, where we discuss what's going on in the news this week.
All right, so this isn't crime news, but let's talk about the coronavirus.
Ooh. Oh, no. I think I got it.
So what are you doing, if anything, different, your day-to-day life?
A lot more hand washing, lot of hand washing. And I bite my nails. I also chew the inside of my cheeks. And you're not supposed to touch your face or put your hands in your mouth. So I'm trying to break those habits. But I've been doing it for over 30 years. So good luck.
It's hard. Dead. Yeah. I've been washing my hands a lot and using hand sanitizer like almost obsessively. It's kind of ridiculous. So
you did something so weird the other day. And you, I don't know. Are you keeping paper towels at your desk so you don't have to touch doors?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
I use my elbows to open doors where it has a handle that you can push down, you know, or I use a paper towel for other. And if I touch something, I'll use hand sanitizer like right afterwards. I'm just being obsessive. And that's really what you should be doing is washing your hands and using hand sanitizer and not touching your face. And that's about all we can do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Let's all pray for each other.
So I was at my wine group over the weekend. We had dinner and we were talking about the panic after this coronavirus, all the news about the coronavirus and everybody panicking. And there's a run on toilet paper.
Yeah. Like what the I don't understand how a cold makes you feel like you need to wipe your ass more.
Yeah, I don't know. So I guess there's videos out there of people fighting over toilet paper. And my neighbor was at Costco over the weekend and they said it was like a ghost town, but like all the toilet paper was gone.
What the fuck? Oh my God. We went to the grocery store before our vacation. And I was like, hey, husband, can you pick up some hand sanitizer? He goes to the grocery store. All the hand sanitizer is gone.
Nothing there. Yeah.
Gone. Yeah.
So you can make your own hand sanitizer with alcohol and aloe vera gel. So I think I posted about it in the group or something or on the timeline, something like that. But it's not too hard to do if you feel like you need it. So about the toilet paper run. What about a virus makes people want to go out and stockpile toilet paper in particular?
Don't understand. Please explain.
So I Googled it because I'm fascinated by this kind of stuff. And I read an article that said people overbuy and then the shelves are empty. And that causes other people to panic and overbuy. And since toilet paper is large in size, like, you know, those big packages of like 12 rolls of toilet paper, it takes up a lot of room on the shelf. So the shelf looks really empty and people just start freaking out and start buying tons of toilet paper.
Okay.
According to a psychologist named Emma Kenny, people are stockpiling things like toilet paper, quote, and that's not going to get you from A to B in a life or death situation. Food is what people need.
Right.
That's why it's clear that people are not really concerned about the virus itself, but more about holding on to these first world comforts. And Kenny said that the amount of people stockpiling was irrational.
You think? Yeah.
And I'm quoting her again. She said, you're not reacting to the virus. You're reacting to the fear of what's going to happen if people all panic buy. And that's creating the panic buying, which feeds the whole cycle. And that's a problem. So you guys, knock it the fuck off. Leave some toilet paper on the shelf. Leave some Festivus for the rest of us, okay?
By the way, I mean, there's other things you can use to wipe your butt.
Yeah, there are things you can use to wipe your ass. So, you know, we don't need to be stockpiling toilet paper, you guys.
Let's stop it. Stop it right now. Okay.
Okay, so now I have another story, but this one is true crime.
Ooh.
And this story is about Robert Durst.
Oh.
Did you watch The Jinx?
It's not the guy who it was on HBO or Showtime, and he was like, yep. "Yeah, of course I killed him."
Yeah, he was in the bathroom, and he had a mic on because they were doing the documentary, and he was being interviewed, and he went in the bathroom, and his mic was hot, so he was talking to himself, and mm-hmm. he said something like, "What did you do? Yeah, you killed them all," and everybody's like, "Oh my God, he just admitted it!"
Yeah. I remember.
But I don't think that's compelling to me.
Oh.
Because, you know, you're talking to yourself in the bathroom, and he could have been like, yeah, that's what happened. I killed them all, you know, like just like really sarcastically. So I don't know. It could have been a confession, but.
Interesting take, Beth.
And I do actually think he's guilty. So I'm not like. A Robert Durst apologist. I'm just saying, you know, that particular evidence is not really compelling to me.
Okay. Well, if I kill somebody, I hope you're on my jury.
So for those that don't know, The Jinx is a documentary about Robert Durst and suspicions that he murdered his wife in 1983 and later a female friend in 2000. He was also tried for the murder of his neighbor, Morris Black, in Galveston, Texas in 2001. But he was actually acquitted because the jury bought his story that he did it in self-defense, even though he'd cut up the body, bagged the parts, and threw them in the ocean. So,
oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he actually did kill a guy, and he's suspected of killing his wife and a friend. The friend's name is Susan Berman, and he's being tried right now for her murder. It finally went to trial, and I haven't seen or heard a lot about it, which is super weird given how famous his case was at one time. When The Jinx came out, everybody was talking about it, and there's a movie based on his story, a fictional movie, but based on his story called All Good Things, starring mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling and Kirsten Dunst. Did you ever watch that one?
No, but you had me at Gosling.
So yeah, it's okay, but yeah, worth it because Ryan Gosling's in it.
Oh, yes. All of a sudden, I'm all sweaty and stuff. Fan myself off here.
So anyway, Robert Durst is 76 years old, and he looks like a cadaver.
Yeah.
And he's being tried for the murder of Susan Berman. So, he looks really old.
Look at you over here, Judgy McJudgersons.
I'm just saying he looks old. He does not look 76. He looks like, I don't know, 90 or something.
100? Okay.
Yeah, he looks like he's aged. So anyway, prosecutors think that he killed Susan Berman because she helped him cover up the murder of his wife, Kathy Durst. And Berman was no longer going to keep quiet about it. So he killed her. That's the theory. And the trial has started and nobody's talking about it.
No, well, there's so many other things going on in the news.
True. But we got the
thank
coronavirus.
You for bringing this to our attention. Coronavirus, there's an election coming up. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, true.
So much.
That's my news for today.
Well, thank you for bringing those to our attention. And I will be following this story up of Mr. Durst. So that has been Extra Extra Fruit Loops. Read all about it. We got a news story. Go ahead and shout it.